This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, CAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We have a surprise for you today, and it'll come towards the end of the program when I join Doug. I'll be joining Doug a little earlier this show than I normally do because we're going to be interviewing and talking with his ophthalmologist, Dr. Benjamin, and out of Beverly Hills, that took care of his cataracts. And I want to set the stage for this ahead of time, because I think you might find it interesting that there are cultures on this planet that do not have problems with cataracts. They don't have problems with cavities in their teeth. They don't have problems with arthritis in their joints. They don't have problems with handling sugar that we call diabetes. They don't have problems with cancer. They don't have problems with heart disease. And there's something unique to these groups, and you'll find them in different parts of the world. You'll not just find them in the jungles of South America, but you'll find them in the far, far northern Arctic regions of the planet. You'll find them in the mountainous areas of the Himalayas, as well as the Caucasus, as well as the mountains between Turkey, Armenia, and Syria, the super high mountains where certain cultures have been kind of separated for a long, long time. And they live in the mountains, they live in the forests, they live in the tundra. And the thing that is consistent with these people is they don't have grocery stores. They don't have boxes, bags, and cans that they eat their food from. They don't have fast food outlets. They don't have home delivery of some restaurant food. Their restaurant is the earth. They eat from the earth. They eat the animals that are nearby, mostly the organs of these animals, and they eat whatever they can glean from the leaves, the roots, the stems, the branches of the plants that are a part of their immediate environment. In other words, they eat directly from Mother Earth without their food having gone through a processing plant first. And I want to use a particular example of what I'm talking about. And it's the popular processed oils that are a part, they're just ubiquitous. They're in your breakfast cereals that you eat. They're in your snacks midday. They're in the lunches that you, if you work outside the home, the stuff that you do for lunch, even if you brought a lunch to work with you from your home that was originally obtained from the raw material from a supermarket, whatever else. My point is, and if you've been listening to me long enough, or my podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you know that the number one determining factor of the health of the human body is our nutritional status. And I have maintained for some time now, some of the leading malnourished people on the planet are right here in America. And they think they eat well. As a patient was telling me yesterday, oh, I eat well, I eat salads. And we have these mythologies in our mind that being thin is healthy, eating salads is healthy, without ever thinking what that material that salad went through before it got to your salad bowl, or without consideration of the fact that half of the people who drop dead immediately of heart attacks are thin, that are otherwise healthy-looking people. And it's so many of us, our medical knowledge ends at what we observe with our eyes in the behavior of other people. We think the people who pump iron 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, somehow are healthier than the people who don't. We think that people who are going around with 40 or 50 pounds of extra weight on their bodies are going to drop dead of a heart attack or in their sleep at night or at any moment, when nothing could be further from the truth. Although there is some, obviously there is something to that. You may well be healthier, thinner than fatter. The fact is, what is your nutritional status? Are you getting all of the vitamins that you should be getting in your food? Because if you only eat commercial foods, you aren't getting the vitamins. Are you getting all the minerals that your body requires? Because if all you're eating are commercial foods, you're not getting the minerals that your body requires. And a lot of the things that befall us, the older we get, we want to dismiss as, well, it's, you're getting older. It's age-related. Your eyes aren't working as well. Your heart isn't as strong. You know, your digestion is starting to have problems. You're not getting enough sleep. You've lost your sex drive. It's all because you're getting older. Nonsense. The truth of the matter is you are slowly wasting away from various stages of malnutrition. I have so many podcasts at ForbiddenDoctor.com on that subject, and I could go on all day long today, just hours talking about this if I went back to square one and started all over, but I don't have time. You don't have time. And some patients ask me about what are the best oils to cook with. Well, I'm going to try and hit this quickly and simply, hit a few important points here, because all these processed seed and vegetable oils, such as soy or canola or sunflower or corn or peanut or grapeseed or safflower. I mean, you can't pick up processed foods anymore and not see one of those in that processed food. And these oils have been linked to various health issues with a growing body of research backing it up. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show today. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I'm talking about some oils that are very important to avoid and oils that are important to include in your diet, and focusing on the health of the eye at the same time, because we have a special guest coming up along with Doug and I a little bit later in the program who took care of Doug's cataracts. And I've had the same surgery. I'm 72 years old, and I have eyes right now that are as good as when I was 15 years old. And we're going to talk about that a little later in the show and invite you to stay along. But ophthalmologists, this is the ophthalmologist that Doug had, Dr. Benjamin. There's another one, Chris Knob, who expounded on the dangers of these oils in a presentation that he delivered at the Sheraton Denver Hotel in Colorado recently. And he said, and he's the founder of the nonprofit Cure AMD. It's, a macular degeneration. Because of the proliferation of seed and vegetable oils in Western diets, he said, is nothing short of global human experiment without the informed consent. It's an interesting thing to say. Now, first he cited the high consumption of omega-6 fatty acids. It's a type of polyunsaturated fatty acid that can it just overrides the importance and the positive effect in our bodies of the much healthier omega-3 fatty acids. And the omega-3s, you find them in fatty fish, you find them in walnuts, you find them in chia seeds. Meanwhile, the seed oils that I was talking about earlier, soy, canola, sunflower, corn, peanut, grapeseed, and safflower are the big hitters, are just loaded in omega-6. And omega-6 overwhelms the positive effect of omega-3s. Now, there was a review that was published recently, and I'm sure you have your subscription to this, prostaglandins, leukotrienes, and essential fatty acids, noted that the diet that was high in omega-6 inhibits the anti-inflammatory and the inflammation-resolving effect of omega-3 fatty acids. Now, one of the reasons why omega-3s are so heavily pushed is because they help to suppress inflammation. It has a very anti-inflammatory effect on the body, whereas the omega-6s promote inflammation. And so when we're talking about keeping inflammation to a minimum, it's not the cause of disease, but it's a consequence of disease, and we feed it when we take those oils. He also mentioned that the fats that were in seed and vegetable oils tend to oxidize very easily, which can promote the spread of free radicals, which are molecules that actually can damage the DNA of the body. But these high levels of these dietary PUFAs, P-U-F-As, polyunsaturated fatty acids, contribute to cancer, contributes to cardiovascular disease, obesity, Alzheimer's, and the age-related macular degeneration. And so he says these are the seeds that his organization is seeking to eliminate. So what are the good oils? I told you what the bad ones are. Soy, canola, sunflower, corn, peanut, grapeseed, and safflower. If you're picking up food that's prepackaged, you want to see if these things are in there, because if they are, they are contributing to cancer, contributing to heart disease, and contributing to the macular degeneration of the eye. The macula in the back of your eyeball is where the lens focuses its light to a tiny little, almost pinpoint area where you see most of what you're going to see. That's the focal point, the macula. That's where light focuses through the lens of the eye to the back of the eye. And when the macula begins to break down, then, of course, that's when we start having serious sight problems. And these are those oils I mentioned are the ones that contribute to the ill health of the macula. Now, what are good? What are good oils? Well, avocado is one good substitute for processed seed and vegetable oils. It's also perfect for high heat cooking because it has a much higher smoking point of 250 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, it's a little bit more expensive than most oils, but you can get the same nutrients, you can get the same beneficial compounds in the fruit that it's extracted from. And these nutrients are folate and copper and iron and magnesium, manganese, potassium, vitamins A, B, C, D, and E. All these things are present in avocado, and it won't hurt you, regardless of the amount of good fat that is in an avocado, to eat an avocado every day. Another good source is something called ghee, G-H-E-E. It's just clarified butter. You can make your own ghee, essentially, by melting butter and then filtering off the milk fat and just having the yellow pure butter left behind. But this is an ingredient that has its origins in India, and it's both used in the traditional Ayurvedic therapies and the various cuisines of the Indian subcontinent. And aside from having a very buttery flavor, and I use ghee when I'm cooking fish, when I'm frying fish, I use ghee. It contains the fatty acid called butyric acid, which helps greatly in digestion, and it also addresses inflammation. But when we get back from the break, nothing beats this other oil in all its ramifications, raw, cooking, whatever else. So I'm going to save that for after the break. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we will continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes, or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also at forbiddendoctor.com. All right, which one is it? Well, you know what it is. Of course, it's olive oil. Nothing beats olive oil. When we want to find a substitute for these highly processed seed and vegetable oils, you know, given the minimal processing that's involved in olive oil, it's known as the healthiest of all oil plants. And I'm talking about extra virgin olive oil. It's the gold standard among all olive oils as it undergoes the least amount of processing. And remember, the key in food processing is that the more foods are processed for shelf life, the more the nutritional factors you need for your own health have been removed from those foods. Now, extra virgin olive oil is especially beneficial when it's not cooked. But even under cooking, it has a very high percentage of what are known as monounsaturated fatty acids. And these are very important for the health throughout the entire body, not the least of which is the eye. Now, coming up after the next break, we're going to be talking about the eye, and we're going to be talking about surgery that Doug went through and surgery that I went through, gosh, I think it's almost four years ago. And Doug just recently had it, and in fact, I was the one who was urging him to do it. There are certain surgeries today that have advanced to the point where it's almost as harmless as removing a splinter, a deep splinter in the skin, and that is cataract surgery. And as I explain, as I've explained in my podcast, as I've explained in other presentations that I've made, I was just really amazed at how technical and how fast the procedure can be. So I'm 72, so I guess I had that when I was 68. Doug, as I said, just recently had the experience with his Dr. Arthur Benjamin. And Dr. Benjamin is going to be joining me and Doug here before too much longer. And I think you're going to be fascinated as to how quickly this procedure can be done and actually return your eyesight to a level where it was when you were a child.
and I will explain during the interview what happened with me, and as well as Doug will to some degree. But when you think of the five senses, you know, and you know the silly trivia question, which of the five senses would you be most unlikely to lose? And of course it's sight. You know, it touch is important, and taste and smell and hearing and all these things are so very vital. But there are procedures now that are available that through the advancement of research and examination, experimentation, can return the eyesight that you had as a child. Now, along with that, things to keep in mind is the nutritional side to what is going on, because your eyes, the retina is an extension of your brain. A lot of people don't realize that, but the optic nerve the optic nerve that comes through the skull, through the base of the skull to the eye sockets that lines the inside of the eyeball, the retina has 10 layers to it. And those 10 layers are an extension of brain tissue, and they vitally need good nutrition. And consider what I've said about oils when it comes to that. So we're going to be continuing with more of the Good Day Health Show. I invite you to stick around, because you're going to find what the discussion between Dr. Benjamin and myself and Doug, probably one of the most fascinating ones about the eye you've ever heard. So we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next time. Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Opponents are calling it state-sanctioned kidnapping. California Democrats approve a plan to let kids enroll into group homes without parental consent. The law will help the state take custody of children 12 and over whose parents do not support their efforts to change genders. Aaron Friday on Fox News is a San Francisco lawyer.
Because there doesn't need to be any allegation of abuse against a parent or a serious threat of suicide of the child before a school counselor can unilaterally decide to take that child and place them in a residential facility.
California Democrats claim that removing parents from their minor children will reduce suicide. The bill will head to the assembly floor for a vote before moving to the California Senate. Today is officially National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. Our economy could not run without them. Lance Pry, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
With Jack. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, most of you know me as the host of the Good Day program. This is Doug Steffen. I was the original idea specialist when it came to putting Jack Stockwell on the air. Well, I guess that's not really true, because Jack was on the air doing a local program in Salt Lake City before he was engaged by me to become a participant in Good Day Health, and he's been doing that for well over 20 years. And in the last couple of years, Jack's been doing his portion of Good Day Health by himself, with the exception of maybe a segment or two in which he and I discuss certain issues. But I thought we'd do an expanded visit today, because I have with Jack Stockwell and me the personage of Dr. Arthur Benjamin. And the reason he's here is because I want people to know, from Jack's point of view, how cataract surgery works and what it does. I've gone through the surgery with Dr. Benjamin. I find him a fascinating character when it comes to understanding the knowledge that's necessary to do this. And what it points out, Jack, and I guess to you, Arthur, as well, is the knowledge that a specialist has to have. So, Arthur, to give you a little background on Jack, Jack is a NUCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. So he's all about what makes the body work, and it all starts in the gut, according to his philosophy, and I think, frankly, he's right. Now, we move that around to the health of one's eyes, and what it is that nutritionally feeds the eyes, and perhaps what we're missing that in our diets that gets us to needing your services, whether, just had glasses, or in my case, I had cataracts. They weren't that bad, but because I was getting to the point where I couldn't see well at all, even with glasses, I decided to have this surgery. So before we get to, I would like the two of you just have a conversation, frankly, with each other. But Arthur, in terms of your own background and what it is, if you want to give folks, the HIPAA stuff doesn't make any difference to me. So if you want to tell people as an example of why or how people need this surgery, what I needed, and then you and Jack can bounce off each other with whatever interpretive stuff you want. But maybe it's a good place to start is what my needs were.
Good morning. What a cataract is, inside every normally developed human eye, there is a lens. We call it a crystalline lens. And it consists of all kinds of proteins and stuff. And it's a transparent structure that actually changes its shape in response to accommodative effort. That means that when you direct your gaze from distance to near, it's the lens that does the refocusing of images. And with time, the lens is like an onion. It constantly adds new layers. So much like a baby onion, a young lens is smaller in size. It's soft, it's flexible, and it's elastic. And as the years go by, somewhere around age 40, the lens adds so many layers to itself that it becomes less flexible. And that's when we begin to notice a need to move things away from one's face. That's called presbyopia. And then eventually when we run out of room with our arms, then we have to resort to reading glasses, right? But this process, it continues throughout life. So somewhere around age 65 or so, most people have so many layers in the lens becomes so inelastic, so inflexible, and by this time, it opacifies. It becomes yellow, it becomes hard, and the light has a hard time passing through it on its way to the retina, the light-sensitive tissue of the eye. So by that time, patients usually present complaining of blurry vision, or one of the most frequent complaints is frequent change in glasses. I just got new glasses, and now I can't see well with them, and now you're telling me I need new glasses. So very often we have patients referred from our optometry colleagues, much like you, Doug, were, with a complaint of frustration that glasses don't provide good enough vision. So things like halos, glare, starbursts while driving at night, loss of contrast sensitivity, color perception. We're in Los Angeles here, so a lot of creative types, people who deal with images, find it difficult to pick colors and stuff like that. So when patients find it that they want better vision, cataract surgery is the solution. And the surgery is done in a surgical center. You walk, it's an ambulatory surgery center. You come in on your own 2 feet, and about an hour later you emerge from there having had surgery. Surgery itself takes about 5 to 10 minutes. The most modern way to do it is with a laser, a femtosecond laser. So that gives it an extra edge of precision and safety and speed. And of course, much like in your case, we can put in special lenses. We remove the cloudy lens and replace it with a lens implant. And the lens implants carry all kinds of extended functions now. They can solve issues like astigmatism, farsighted, nearsightedness, and multifocality. What that means to you as a patient is that you don't need glasses for anything. You can mm-hmm. see far, you can see near,
yep.
and you can see everywhere in between. And that's really fantastic development. It's really an exciting time to be an ophthalmologist.
When I first told Jack Stockwell that I was going to do this, he told me that he'd had something similar to this done. How close, you just heard Dr. Benjamin describe what the process is that I went through. How close is that to what you went through?
No, exactly the same procedure.
Yeah.
Precisely the same procedure. I have multifocals in both eyes from Italy. I don't remember the brand name, but what was so surprising to me is because I no longer had a ciliaris muscle that would affect the size of the lens, because of the presbyopia that he was talking about. It took my brain a couple of months to recondition and relearn how to do the close and the far away focus at the same time, since the same lens was in both eyes. Often when you put in a lens, if it's not the multifocal, one will be close, one will be far away, and usually it's adaptive almost immediately. But I'll tell you, Doug and Dr. Benjamin, I'm seeing as well now as I did when I was 16 years old, and I'm 72, and I see an awful lot of patients, and when they come to me and they start talking about things when I, you know, I've reached the limit of my glasses. You know, and I keep getting stronger reading glasses all the time. And I say, well, it's time for you to sit down with my ophthalmologist, Dr. Hughes here in town, and have him talk to you about what he did for me, because I highly recommend this. This is so precise and so exact what Dr. Benjamin was talking about. It's like taking a sliver out. The prep I had to go through eye drops and a few other things prior to the surgery, took much longer than the surgery itself. I mean, we're talking about a minute and a half to remove the cataract, and then about a minute and a half to put in the lenses. And before you know it, the whole procedure's over with.
Right. And I'd like to comment on what you said. What you described earlier, your need to kind of get used to have your brain learn how to use the new lenses, that's called neural adaptation.
Yes.
And much like when we're all born, cats, dogs, all mammals really, you know, we're born blind, right? So it's actually, for some takes weeks, for others, the species, it takes months to develop vision. The brain has to learn how to interpret light. And this process, occurs again. It's not to the same extent to where, I mean, 95% of patients next day, they see 20/20, right? So, but the quality of vision, some patients complain of halos and glare and starbursts while driving at night, for example.
Yeah, I'm still having that. I still have that now.
Right. But that goes away as the brain learns how to Photoshop and remove those visual effects from the images. Much like a good analogy is if you're sitting at an outdoor cafe, waiting for your friend, for example, for lunch, and you hear the traffic noise, the sirens, the guy on the motorcycle, you know, the construction noises, right? And then your interlocutor comes in, you order lunch, and you converse. All that extraneous noise falls off, right? It falls away, and all you hear is your partner in the conversation until such time that you choose to listen to the traffic noise. So much the same thing happens in the visual system. And in some patients, it's instantaneous. And others, it takes a little bit of time to get really the best quality of vision. But when you measure simple visual tests, like visual acuity, how small a letter you can see on the chart, that, of course, is almost instantaneous.
Wow. Yeah, the thing that triggered this for me was my optometrist that I was doing regular eye exams with, made a comment after he had seen the size of my cataracts. He says, you can't see the color blue. I beg your pardon. You're wearing blue. You're wearing Levi's. I can see blue. He said, no. That's not the blue you think it is. And that was the most remarkable thing that occurred, because they didn't do both eyes at once, of course. They did one, and a couple weeks later they did the other. And I remember walking out of the surgical area there, out into the outside, even though I had those dark glasses on. And I looked up at the sky, and I was blown away with the beauty of the blue I was looking at, because it was no longer filtered with those yellow cataracts.
Right.
And then the recovery was immediate. You know, as Dr. Benjamin saying here, I could see 2020. I think I even dropped below approaching 2015 because that's what I grew up with 2015.
Yeah, you know, that's
most of my life.
The day after I had the surgery, when I went to see Dr. Benjamin, he tested the first eye that I did. I wasn't as patient as you. I didn't wait 2 weeks. I only waited a couple of days, much to Dr. Benjamin's chagrin, but we got it done anyway. But the first time when I went in after the first surgery, I could see 20/15. My vision was 20/15 in that left eye when we first tested it. And that's better than I've ever had. I don't know that I have ever tested
it. Well, my big concern was, can I still see the resolution on x-rays that I need to see? because the work I do only involves the very top bone in the neck and its position underneath the occiput, and it has a direct effect on the structure of the caudal end of the brainstem and all the way up through the midbrain, where a lot of our eye responses occur, and not just the retina, but the control of the eyes and everything else, the motor or the motor control for the
oculomotor
function of the eyes. Yes, and so I was concerned when I went into there that if I'm going to go to this expense, and I'm surprised it really wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going to be, though it was to some degree, can I still see these x-rays and the resolution that's required for me to be able to take care of my patients? And even to this moment, I'm sitting here with this little lamp, and I can see the finest detail of the fingerprints on my hands, and I can turn my head off to the side, and I can see a flag over a top of a building at least a half a mile away. So I have that instantaneous refocusing that I had as a child.
There you go.
Guys,
so
next
there.
Time if we talk,
yeah.
I'd like to comment on the color perception. Did you know that blue periods in many artists' careers are because of cataracts? And I'll explain that next time.
All right, okay.
Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah, Dr. Arthur Benjamin with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Dr. Benjamin can be reached either by call or text 310-275-5533. I think that's a good number to pass along. Jack can pass along. I just think this is a helpful conversation to add because it's one of the things that is the most important, especially as you age. You want to have good, clear vision to have a happy life. 310 for Dr. Benjamin, 310-275-5533. That's either a call to the office or a text him. Dr. Benjamin, Dr. Stockwell, this is Dr. Stockwell's program. I feel like I've hijacked it. Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What
kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now on Good Day Health, Doug Steffen, now with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who comes to us from the land of the snow. 700 inches of snow, Jack will tell you. It's snowing, and it will keep snowing. It'll be snowing in July up in the mountains there, and you can go skiing in your skivvies if you want. Probably July 4th, right?
That's not far off.
Slosh down.
Almost all the resorts are extending almost a month of the ski season.
Right. Yep. All right. Also, Jack, with his podcast on Good Day Health, the focus of the most recent one, what makes you healthy and what makes you sick? Jack does a program that's on under our Good Day auspices every week, and we sort of tail it off with our conversations at the end of the hour. He is a nutritionist. He's a Nooka chiropractor. He didn't go to medical school to learn how to figure out what goes on in your gut. But he does happily explain the virtues of making sure your gut is healthy so that the rest of your body is going to be that way as well. So catch all the episodes, the podcasts of Jack Good Day Health. All of them are available free at gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. This is World Autism Acceptance Week. You have some very interesting theories and themes when it comes to why we have such a problem of autism. And I thought perhaps this would give you a good opportunity, as it is the first World Autism Acceptance Week or Awareness Week. And I think that there are so many things that people don't understand about autism, where it starts, and the answer to the question, why is there so much more of it than there was 100 years ago? So you have theories. Explain.
Well, I do, but a lot of my theories are based on, well, they're not so much theories anymore. It's the more and more information that's coming out. It's simply environmental poisoning. And what I mean by that is the number of environmental poisons in the sense of food, water, and air that mothers mm-hmm. are subjected to while they are pregnant. And, of course, everything, I mean, almost everything that goes into mama, whether she breathes it, drinks it, goes through her skin, through lotions, whatever else, is going to end up across the placental barrier going into the baby. And some of the environmental poisons that have been recognized now number in the tens of thousands that were not there as little as 50, 60 years ago.
Yep.
20 years ago, the rate of autism was about 1 in 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Utah, for boys, it's 1 in 35.
Good
so
guy.
What's different? You know, what's different? Where you know, we're, are we eating the same food? No, we're not eating the same food. We're not breathing the same air, and we're not drinking the same water because of the things that are involved with commercial farming mm-hmm. and commercial animal raising for meat, mm-hmm. the hormones, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fat-soluble kinds of chemicals that are involved in modernizing the world are getting into the food. And it gets into the food, it gets into mama, it gets across the placental barrier, it gets into the baby. A few years ago, they wanted to blame vaccines, you know, 100% for the reason. And they would use examples like the Amish people who don't vaccine, and they have an extremely low autism rate. But they also eat from the earth. Mm-hmm. And they don't buy anything, hardly anything at all outside of their own community.
They're self-sufficient in almost every way.
Exactly. And so they're not poisoned like a lot of other people are. Now, I will point a finger at vaccines because areas that are heavily vaccinated have higher rates of autism. But it's not the only reason. Mm-hmm. Some of these skin lotions that are available, the makeup that women will wear, hair care products.
The dyes that are in
house,
them. That's it.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. The stuff that we use to clean our homes now. And when you go into a grocery store, and I know the local one here, Harmon's, they have sections of much cleaner chemicals now. They have various brands that do not have the kinds of chemical residue, not necessarily the forever chemicals that are, you know, the industrial waste stuff,
PFSA,
but a lot of the stuff that they have recognized as being detrimental to human health. There's even a report, I saw this maybe a few months ago, a woman who takes acetaminophen during pregnancy, and she may just be taking it for headaches or something, is likely to have a greater chance of an autistic child.
Good God.
So it's not a virus. It's not something, you know, from, you know, other causes. It's simply a woman, when she decides she wants to become pregnant or ends up pregnant, has got to be so careful what goes into her body.
Well, there's so much stuff to... The danger zone is so broad now. I mean, even drinking too much alcohol will
precisely
do that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
All right, word to the wise during Autism Week from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.